Hey, I'd like to welcome Mike Major to Texas Home Improvement. And Mike is with Quikrete. And if you are looking for concrete products or repairing concrete, I tell you what, Quikrete is absolutely who you need to talk with. And so we got Mike here to help us out with some of the things that we deal with on a regular basis. And Mike, welcome back to Texas Home Improvement.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you having us on.
Well, Mike, you know, we've talked about resurfacing the entire concrete, but, you know, a lot of times what we're dealing with is just little pits here and there where pieces of the surface have spalled off, or it wasn't poured properly to begin. I shouldn't say properly. It had pits in it when it was poured in the beginning. In other words, it had a rock that came out or something like that, or a leaf got into it, dog footprints, whatever. What do you got that can take care of those little unsightly spots?
We've got a couple of different ways that you can go with that, Jim. We've got a vinyl concrete patcher, which is used for patching small areas in concrete. Comes in a 10-pound pail, a 20-pound pail, and a 40-pound bag. This is a product that you can mix up real simply, you know, just and use a trowel and place it into certain areas, maybe finish off a little small area, maybe a 2-foot by 2-foot. Vinyl resin built into this product, make sure that it'll stick to anything. But for the really simple fix for a problem like that, we've got a concrete patching compound, which is a little pre-mixed, pre-blended, a little quart tub that you can just take and use a putty knife and basically almost like you're spackling a wall and just take this product and place it into the holes.
Okay, magically it's taken care of then.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, since you mentioned walls, here in Texas, I mean, our soils are moving constantly, and it does create cracks down through our mortar lines, stair step down through the bricks, and not necessarily through the brick, but it, a lot of times it just follows the mortar lines.
Right.
And Quikrete has some great products for that as well.
We do. We have a couple of different mortar repairs. One of them is it's a caulk tube. It's a latex-based product. Does a great job of adhering to the brick. Has a texture to it, so it actually looks like mortar when you put this in. And then we've got another one, also a textured product that is a polyurethane-based. And, you know, with polyurethanes, the great part about it is they will stick to anything, and they will also be very elastic when you place them into the joint.
Yeah, so even when you don't want them to stick, it sticks.
You're right, it does. But that's the great selling point about this product is that as the soil continues to move, and if the walls expand and move just a little bit, with the polyurethane is going to be able to stretch and hold into the joint for you.
Okay. Now we're getting into colder season, and a lot of times we're firing up our fireplaces. And, you know, we get in and we got a nice brick fireplace and firebox and everything, but it's got loose bricks in it. And I know I had the issue when I bought my house, and I basically pulled them out. I picked up some Quikrete products and put it back together again.
Right. And this is also a caulk product. It is we refer to that as tuck pointing back into the brick joint. You can take this product and using a caulk gun, place it into the mortar joints. And then what happens is the next time that you get a fire in the firebox, we ask that you try to bring the temperature up just as far as you can. We really want to build a hot fire because this will actually fire this product into place.
Oh, no problem to bring the temperature up. Just throw another log on the fire.
That's right. That's not a bad thing at that time of year anyway. So,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we try to bring that temperature up really high, and that way it fires the product in.
Now, talked a lot of times about these different products, and they hold up great. But what we don't talk about enough is where can we find the products?
Right. You can find Quikrete products at home centers, the big box stores, small hardware stores. You'll find us all across your area. If you have any other questions, you can always go to Quikrete.com, and there's places there where you can find our products. It also gives you an opportunity to go through a lot of our different products as well as projects of the month. We have lots of videos on there. I think there's like 28 YouTube videos that are loaded in that'll show your customers and your listeners how to watch and go through these projects, and it really makes it simple for them.
I got to tell you, I use your stuff by the pallet for repairing breakouts when I'm jackhammering through concrete to dig holes and things like that. And it's just so easy to use. A lot of times people don't realize just how easy these products are to use.
They really don't. And the other thing that they don't realize, Jim, is a lot of our products, even though you kind of think of us as the do-it-yourself specialist, the products that we design are actually designed to be stronger than the original poured slab that you have at your house. I mean, most of the poured slabs in your area are going to be about 3,000 PSI, which means it takes 3,000 pounds of pressure to crush a cube. And the products that we do, that we have are generally in the 4,000 PSI range.
Exactly. And that is exactly why I like using it, because I don't have to worry about it holding up then.
Right. Right. We do have professional strength, but we try to keep it simple for the homeowners to be able to use them.
All righty. Again, this is QuikCrete, and where can we get it?
Go to QuikCrete.com. It's QUIKRETE.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, and we have lots of good information for you there.
Well, I got to ask about the Twitter. What are you tweeting about on concrete products?
We usually will have at least a couple of times a week, we will have different projects that are going on. QuikCrete does a lot of charitable work where we'll be doing Habitat for Humanity homes, and we'll show some of those homes that are being built and some of the projects that we have going on all through the country.
Sounds great. Mike, you have a great weekend, and I will talk to you later.
Thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate you having us on.
You bet. Take care.